to the van der Waal forces, the dispersion forces. These ones are the weakest of all our van der Waal forces. Up above those, a dipole-dipole and then hydrogen bonding. So inside the weak forces, that's sort of an order of magnitude. Now the dispersion forces then exist in all molecules. They arise from the fluctuating instantaneous dipoles when a bond vibrates. So in the little graphic here, which is looking at CO2 molecules. Maybe it's going to work. You have to be patient with it. So we have a few of these things happening. This one here is showing a ball and stick representation of a long molecule, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so it's hexane. And in this case then, it's quite possible for there to be like a carbon-carbon bond vibration going that direction. Now that pulls the electron density down this end of the molecule. Momentarily makes this end a little bit more negative, the other end of the molecule ends up a little bit more positive. So it happens quite easily in long molecules. It doesn't happen to anywhere near that same extent when we get rounder shaped molecules. So here is a isomer. This isomer then got the same number of carbons, but we've now got them bonded in quite a different fashion, so it's a structural isomer. So this molecule then is very much harder to arrive at a negative end and a positive end of the molecule, because that whole thing is really pretty spherical in shape. So the things that influence then our hydrogen bonding are going to be the shape of the molecule and the size of the molecule. The bigger the molecule, the easier it is to get a polar region and a non-polar region. The more linear the molecule, the same deal, the easier it is to develop a charge separation between one end of the molecule and the next. Now, for some reason or other, I can't quite get that little funky video to work today. But anyway.